Well, hey, everybody, this is Rem, and welcome to session number 6 of the Business Development and Goal Setting Workshop. This one is entitled Designing Execution Plans That Allow You and Your Team to Get Things Done So That You Can Hit Your Goals. And now, I want to jump back, if I could, and let's just look at where we've come so far. You know, in session number 1, we were examining what you truly care about, what your real drivers are, what gives you passion, what is it about your work that you love because of what it brings back to you, and what do you really care about in your life? What is it that's going to help you stay engaged and motivated, even during, you know, the difficult times? And believe me, folks, we all have those. They come to all of us. It's impossible to live in life and not have some difficult times and challenges. And how is this going to help you stay focused during the long periods of when you're working on your plan? Because without that why, we begin to drift, and we just kind of start, you know, phoning it in and drifting along, and that's not ultimately rewarding for us. But then the next thing we did was we used my deceptively simple yet extremely powerful tool to get organized. And we prioritized all those things you could do in your life, and instead, what are the things that you should do, you know, in your personal life and in your work life. And all of that based on your why. Not what everybody else thinks you should do, but what do you care about, love, and want, and what should you be doing based on that? And then we took some time to try to build goals, you know, in your career, and your work life, in your personal life, in your financial life, in your health, and your goals, and your fun goals. And remember, fun goals matter. And those goals need to be based on those original, deep, essential reasons that we talked about in session number 1, your why. Last time, you talked about a tool that is incredibly useful for everyone in the practice, action plans. Anytime you're looking at a project, and again, action plans don't work for your regular everyday work, you know, that you're doing, because you can't plan that. You can organize that. You can coordinate that, but you can't plan it through in an action plan. These are for your projects, the way for you to get things done and to make yourself indispensable to the practice and to the other people that you work with on the team. So we did that, and we're going to use those today, because now it's time to become one of those people that just gets things done and executing those plans. So I want you to look at the document, the PDF that's been attached to this session, which is all about 12-week plans. This is all based on the work of Brian Moran and his book, The 12-Week Year. It's incredible what happens when you organize projects this way. You can accomplish so much, even when it looks like, I don't know how I'll ever get all this done. And I've learned that focusing your mind and your efforts, you know, on what you really care about isn't enough. I mean, all that stuff about, you know, what do you care, what's your why, it's essential. But if you don't have plans to make it happen, then you're living inside your own mind instead of, you know, in the world. So you have to decide. You have to decide that you're going to stick with your slight edge plan every tedious and mundane moment. You have to see the you that you want to become very clearly, and you have to decide to never give up on that. If you don't, then you'll begin that long, slow ride of pretending that you're serious. You know, you're going to talk about your goals. I'm doing this, but not really doing it. And that's 95% of the people that you know. They're on what Jeff Olson in the Slight Edge calls the failure curve, sliding down. Only 5% of the people that you know will never let anything get in their way, will achieve their success and achieve their goals. Is that you? I hope so. I hope so. And if you're wondering if that's you, then work on these strategies, and it will definitely become you. You have to do this. There's no other way, really. So I would strongly recommend that you give this a try. Write a message to yourself and let yourself know that, yes, you have decided to go for it. You are not going to quit because you want the following goal. Write it down. Simple, real short and sweet. Then tape that message to your bathroom mirror and with great energy and enthusiasm say that out loud every morning. Do it 5, 10, 15 times. Do it at night. You know, you can do it, you can say it 50 times. When you start to do that, it starts to change your subconscious mind and reprogram it so that it's just trying everything it can to help you achieve that goal and understanding that, no, we're not quitting because you said we're not quitting, so we're not quitting, and it'll help support you. And I know it sounds a little hokey, and I know it's also, you know, it can be embarrassing if there's other people, you know, family members in the house, but give it a shot because it will work. If people are sleeping, then don't be too loud. Go out in your car, go in the garage, wherever you got to do it. But these kinds of affirmations are very powerful in giving you focus, helping you stay the course when you need to stay the course. Now, here's the thing. Nobody can do everything at once. You know, John Maxwell, the great writer on leadership, talks about that. You can't microwave these things. You can't put them in, say, done. That the life doesn't work that way. So what you need to do is pick the three most important projects on your list. And if this is, if you're looking at your work list, then you've got to work with your team and your doctors to make sure you know that you're working on the top things that need to be done. And it can't be more than three because we can't get that much done. And then we can look and say, we'll do this for 12 weeks. And then when we complete this, we will move on in the next 12 weeks to the other very important projects. And by the way, some of these things take 12 weeks. There's nothing magical about that number, except you can divide the year by four that way. Some are 4 weeks. Some are 3 weeks. So, you know, if it's a three-week project, make it a three-week project. If it's a week project, make it a week project. And then get another one. Don't wait around, you know, 8 weeks or 11 weeks and say, yeah, I can relax till the next 12-week period. No, start another one. Just keep it going. Have a 12-week objective. And then really go for this. Really, really go for this. You take a look at it now. In the document, if you keep going down, you'll see that there's goal number one, two, and three, and the things we're going to have to do, the tactics we're going to use to get these things done. And then, if you scroll down further, you'll see for goal one, there it is, week one, week two, week three, week four, week five, all the way through to week 12. Now, here's the goofy part about this. It's a little disorienting because you'll notice when you start to figure out, well, what are the tactics, what are the plans, the tasks we have to do, when you break them down week by week and spread them out the way that they should be spread out, you're going to feel like, hey, that's going to be easy. And trust me, it's not easy because everything else is happening in the world. But we don't actually do a very good job typically of working on projects because we get distracted. So we kind of work in fits and starts. We have these big pushes and we do all that kind of stuff. And then we get things done. I mean, that's the way most people get things done. And so even, you know, think about that. Is that the way that, you know, is that kind of your regular mode? When you start working on these plans like this, it really starts to make it seem easy, and you're thinking, I'm not working hard enough to get this done, when in fact you are. Now, to help you make these plans, just go back to the action plans on the top three goals that we came up with from last session. We worked on that in five because now that's the plan. That is what we're going to do, and those are the tasks that has to happen. But now this is how we're going to break it down and get it done. It's a simple process of just breaking it down week by week. And, you know, using 12-week plans is very, very, very powerful because you'll figure it out real quick. It'll either promote you or expose you as, you know, whether or not you're really doing this. It's a real gut check. You know, by week two, you'll know if you're going to get your goal because you'll know if you're on track or not. If you haven't really started and it's already moving into week three, then, you know, this isn't going to work and you're back in the old system. And you're going to be, you know, having these emergency drills and things near the end when, you know, you got to get it done, and that's when all the stress happens, and you're guilty the whole time. So you'll be amazed at what this does. And I almost hesitate to tell you this, but Brian Moran says if you can get 85% of these done, you're still going to achieve your goal. 85% of the work, if you can get that done at least, then you're going to hit your goal almost every time. So if you get sidetracked, if something happens, if you get waylaid in any way, just pick yourself back up, dust yourself off, keep going. And the whole trick is if you can just keep going. you'll achieve this stuff. And then things get better because you start to have all the gain that these are designed to help you with. So please think this through. Take it very seriously. Talk to your coworkers. See if you can get other people to understand this and work with you. Work with your doctors to, you know, and help them see how this is going to accomplish what they need to. I mean, this can be stressful, by the way, when doing this, because it's a very big departure from the way we usually do our projects. Like I said, that stop and start, major pushes at the end, or lots of procrastination. You know, and we don't like procrastinating. We don't like being guilty and stressed out and feeling like we're barely able to keep the wheels going. But it is very, very familiar to us. We have totally lost perspective, so many of us, because, you know, we're stressed out and feeling bad and feeling guilty and I'm not making anybody happy and all that stuff. That's actually become the norm for an awful lot of people. So when you start to get a hold of things and you start to actually come up, you know, where the water's up to your waist, not to your nose, it can be unsettling. And getting things done ahead of time and accomplishing a lot can be unsettling because we're just thinking something's got to be wrong. I mean, it's like that feeling of being stressed and guilty is an old friend, you know, and not a very nice friend, but it's somebody you know well. And going out into the world of being one of those people that, you know, seems to have it under control, that's scary. Actually, scary and unsettling for a lot of us. Listen, we've been messed up like this for way too long in our jobs, in our high-tech lives, but it's not our natural state. You weren't like that when you were a kid. Your kids aren't like that. They don't bear any of that. And it's not because they don't have the responsibilities. They haven't learned to be all goofed up yet. And I know, you know, the universe and everybody around us will help them get just as uptight and goofy as we are. But, you know, maybe they could watch their parent live life differently. Wouldn't that be great if you could pass that on? This is not what the universe wants for us, believe me. So try really, really hard and enjoy all of this progress and success. Okay. I will talk to you next time. Have fun with this. Bye-bye.